You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are talking guide dogs once again in Guide Dog Blogs, this time with a bit of a difference. We're talking travelling and a little travel story for you about a guide dog going to Greece. Joining me for this is Izzy McGrath once again. So this is about Ice, one of your previous dog that we've talked about, and your adventure of taking Ice to Greece. Now, my main question is, this was obviously in the past, this was pre-Brexit, but you know, how easy was the process of getting Ice to be able to fly to Greece?
It was easy to get a European pet passport and fly anytime you wanted to. Even today, to my knowledge, I think Greece only has two guide dogs in the whole of the country. The first time I took Ice, I obviously had to tell EasyJet that I was bringing an animal on board, you know, and I had the pet passport ready, everything ready. I have to say that I had a very, very good experience with EasyJet going on. Very first time we actually aborted the plane, we got things slightly wrong. They liked for you to have a proper harness. We weren't told that at the time, and it wasn't on the booking system that this dog must have a harness. But the cabin crew were absolutely fantastic, and they said, well, look, why don't you just, it's meant to be a proper, like, you know, these safety harnesses that you would put on a dog in a car. And I said, well, I really honestly didn't realise that. So what they did was they compromised and just used the harness that I had, tied through Ice up to my seatbelt. And I thought, I remember at the time saying to him, oh, well, you know, brace, then Ice and I are going together, there's no doubt about that. The captain came over onto the speaker, and it was just before we took off, actually. And he said, right, I want to say a very, you know, lovely welcome to ladies and gentlemen, and I believe for the first time ever on one of my flights, Ice, the guide dog.
I love how the guide dog got a shout out.
One piece of advice that I've been told by the vet is dog can't equalise the pressure in the ears like we can, you know. It can't, like, you know, take their nose and blow their nose and, you know, pop their ears. They just can't do that. So you should really be feeding your dog some biscuits as you're taking off, so it can adapt to the change in pressure just by the sheer act of swallowing the biscuit, you know. So we got like several biscuits in a bag and we fed her that. And she seemed to get through that bit quite well. And in fact, in future journeys, she started to recognise when the plane was taken off and would sit up and go, biscuit time. I found Ice really quite useful at the airport because my husband was with me, honestly. As I said, my husband was with me. And he found it so helpful because he was carrying bags and Ice could take me along the airport while he was left with the baggage. We decided to stay overnight in this hotel. That's what it was, because we wanted to break up the journey a bit. So I'd already phoned the hotel, and this is a guy we've known for years. And I said, look, you know, we're bringing a guide dog. And he said, no dogs allowed in the hotel. And I said, well, I'm afraid it is, because it's a guide dog. And he said, no, this is Greece. And I said, oh, I know it's Greece, but are you part of the European Union? And he said, yes. I said, well, it's a law. So he did relent. He said, I have a room for you. I said, great, brilliant, you know, superb, you know. So he took me around the back of the hotel and down into the basement. And I said, you know, Theo, I could be insulted by this. Where are you taking me? And he said, no, it's a good room. It's a really good room. He opened the door and we walked in. And then we discovered that the room was actually absolutely beautiful. And it was French doors. And he said, here. Oh, they opened the French door. And there it was, a lovely big patio, all walled off. And actually, in the end, that was the room we used all the time, because Ice was free to move around without, you know.
I bet Ice quite liked that as well.
Oh, she loved it, you know, because it was almost like just halfway, you know, house, really. Now the taxi came to get us to take to the bus station. Boot open, put your dog in there. No, you don't put dogs in boots, whether it's a guide dog or not, you know. I'm not really keen on putting a dog in the boot. So I told him, I said, go away to the taxi driver. Off he goes, you know. Taxi comes around the corner and the guy stopped me, got out, and he says, right, so what am I doing here? And I went, great. I said, I can go in the front and I'll just push the seat back. Really? But you're not going to jump all over me. And I said, no, just push the front seat back and we'll go in there. So we went in there. And he was fine. He drove us to the bus station and he said, actually, I lived in Australia for years. So I actually saw quite a lot of guide dogs in Australia. But oh my God, bus station.
So, which part of the bus journey was the trickier part with
I would
ICE?
say the bus driver came up. No dog.
What convinced the driver in the end? Because I presume you did get let on the bus.
We did. Well, to be honest, he actually walked us round to the luggage compartment, Hubert. And he said, in there, and I said, what is it about Greeks that want to throw dogs into the luggage compartment area? So by this time, a couple of Greek ladies had come up behind us. One of them was rattling away in Greek at the supervisor. And he was like looking, because I had Gav kind of audio describing, and sort of nodding his head, going, no. And next thing, she's hitting him with a handbag. And in English, said, get that dog on that bus because I've seen that dog on television and that's a dog for the blind, right? And they're allowed on buses. And she's whacking him over the head with a handbag and Gavin going, no violence, please, no violence. Can live without the violence. If that's all right, uphold the, guide dogs here and reputational damage. Anyway, supervisor went away and said, oh, I'm calling the president. So he called the president. And again, using Gav, who is sighted, said, oh, he's getting hairdryer treatment. Sorry, was that? I think he's been told off, came back, dog was on the bus. But actually, by the time we got to where we wanted to go, he kind of changed his view on it and he came across, we got off and he came across, and he patted the dog on the head and said, good dog, And even from that time onwards, Hubert, because we took the bus frequently, we were never really asked again. They sort of seemed to learn and understand. It was a big learning curve for them, and it was a learning curve for me as well. It was quite an experience, but at the same time, I felt like we were doing something for guide dogs internationally. Taking ICE to Greece was a pleasure. I got so many friends out of that. And I even one day in the village, when somebody came across and said, I recognise that harness. It was a lady, a Greek lady. She's red and white. The harness, your harness. I said, huh? Are you deaf blind? And I said, yes, I am deaf blind. And she turned out that she was the vice president of Deaf Blind Greece. We've since then become really, really good friends.
Will Yang go to Greece?
I will get Yang to Greece. It's going to cost me a lot more money. Things with Brexit have settled down, right? You can now go and get a health certificate all signed off. And I did do a bit of investigation work over that. So yes, I can now take Yang to Greece. You must have a designated vet wherever you go, because you really need to be in touch with somebody in case things go wrong. And guide dog do appreciate that you know what you're doing. Certainly that'll be another story because Hubert Yang, as I said on a previous blog with yourself, is pretty bouncy, jumpy, energetic, fidgety. So I've got some little doubts about it, but I'll do it.
Thank you very much, Izzy McGrath, for coming on and telling us a very good travel story indeed of ICE being in Greece here on Guide Dog Blogs here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.